fantastic state meet. Didn't start off so well on the shot put yesterday, but you know, that happens. Everything, you threw 54 at districts. Sometimes the next day it doesn't, next week doesn't go so well, does it?
No, absolutely. Well, I didn't come here last year for shot put. I came for discus, so I got that experience over at the discus rings. Didn't spend a lot of time over at the shot put rings. Figured out what it was like this year, so hopefully I can come back next year when we're in Class C and handle business.
Yeah. So you got the experience, yes, no question. Coming back here next year, you'll have that experience, and you already mastered the discus. You want to probably master the shot put a little bit more, don't you?
That'd be awesome. A lot of coaches are looking for a guy that can throw shot put and discus rather than just the discus. Be a more versatile thrower.
I remember talking to Coach Zugi at the beginning of the year. We did a little preview. He talked about it, and he says, this guy is a beast in the weight room. Has that been the whole kind of big key is helps that you really hit the weights hard?
Absolutely. Last year, you know, 159 PR. Form wasn't terrible. I definitely needed some work, and I did the work in the ring, also in the weight room, and I feel like the time in the weight room helped a lot rather than the time in the rings. And I mean, both were beneficial, but the time in the weight room definitely helped tremendously, as you can tell.
I wonder if there's been any other guys in the history. Well, I'm sure there have, but you 50 feet further than you did last year.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of work, lots of late nights and early mornings, and it's 100% worth it. I wouldn't win it any other way, and it turned out to be a really good day today, and we handled business, so it's been good.
Now the wind, throwers always go with the winds. Was it a good wind today?
It was perfect. Right, you want it kind of facing towards you. You want a little headwind, as they call it, or a little crosswind over your right shoulder helps. But today it was literally perfect. It was into you, but it was also over your right shoulder. So if you threw it down that right sector, which I try to do in finals, but I got it a little too far right and hit the net. But that'll happen. You don't have a lot of room for error up there. Either you throw it down the sector or you throw it into the net. There's like 2 feet for error up there.
I got over there, and Matt Jablonski says he already threw two practice throws over 190. You had a good feeling you had 200 in you today, didn't you?
Absolutely. I did some warm up throws with the other ring, and they were like 190 with a bad wind. I was like, all right, today's the day. I'm gonna go do what I do and hit that 203.
Now, when you had 203, that was in prelims, so you still had your finals. Did you feel like I can throw it even farther?
Absolutely. Yeah, I knew I had more in the tank. I really tried to let it eat when we got to finals. Just couldn't get the right throw. But that's all right. I'm glad I got it in the prelims.
How about Coach Leonard's? I mean, gosh, the guy's been around for 1,000 years, I swear. What kind of he really helps you a lot, doesn't he, as your weight and throws coach, doesn't he?
Absolutely. I mean, I love that guy. He's always there for me. If I need the locker room open or something on a Saturday, he's there to unlock it. If I need into the weight room on a Saturday or Sunday, he's there to unlock it. He's always there videoing my throws, telling me how I can get better, how my throws went. And he's just always there. He's one of those coaches that's always there. He doesn't know a ton about throwing, but he's just always there for you, and that's the kind of coach you want.
So what, now you're talking about getting better from next year as a senior, what do you got to do to be even better next year?
Get in the weight room again, hit it hard. We saw how much that helped last year. We can do that again, and shoot, if we improve by 40 feet again, we're looking at really big numbers. So, I mean, even half that, 20 feet, 220 would be a really solid throw next year.
You've got a busy summer right here. I know Coach Zuke and I were talking the other day. You've got some places to go this summer, don't you?
Yeah, hopefully I can go on with some official visits. I'm going up to Eugene, Oregon for the Nike Nationals. That's going to be a really fun meet, really good experience. I mean, that stadium's beautiful. Just the area of Oregon, it's a beautiful place. So I can't wait to go there. Me and Dan Leonard are going to head up there June 19th and see what we can make happen up there.
All right, is that the only one meet that you know of right now?
Yes. Actually, a lot of those big brand meets are at the same day, so it's tough to. You can't really go to both of them. So we chose Nike just because the stadium's pretty.
I'm sure you've already been getting a lot of phone calls and emails and mail from colleges, but now since you did this, you're probably really going to get a bunch.
Yeah, that's. I hope so. I mean, I was kind of the plan. Come up here, put on a show, see what I can make happen, and then see whatever the Lord gives me after that.
Was there any specific school you want to go, or just whatever school? You know, kind of presents on where your major, of course, academics, so what presents the best. Is there any certain school out there you really want to go to?
Not yet. I'm really looking to explore this summer and next fall since I'm not doing football. I'm really looking forward to going on some official visits, going to check out the world, just see what's going on in the United States and what schools would be a good fit for me.
So football, Igor, you got to lift and get ready for upcoming football season too, aren't you?
I'm not doing football next year, actually. I didn't do football last year. I saw the benefits from just being in the weight room off fall. and that helped a lot. So I can't risk getting hurt in football and then ruining everything else, so I don't really want to do that. I'd rather get in the weight room and see what improvements I can make there.
We're going to see you in the basketball court in the winter months?
Absolutely, yep. You'll see me there, that's for sure.
Coach Martin will have a fit if you can't be out there playing a little basketball, huh?
Sure, I probably wouldn't hear the end of that if I didn't go out for basketball. So, I mean, I love basketball, too. It's the best. So.
What a team, and I know you're not going to win Class B this year like, you know, won Class C the last couple of years, but you're still going to score some points, and you guys got a chance with everybody coming back to have a pretty good team next year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think we're going to go down to Class C next year and just, we're going to handle business, and I think it's going to be fun to see how big of a difference Class B and Class C actually are. We're going to go down to Class C and have some fun next year.